Thank you. Yeah. Guarantee plus a door percentage if you make more than $150 and a room to sleep in after the show, we'll come to Nanaimo. And she said, done.
Thanks. That's the most famous.
it out once instead of twice?
Thank you.
together on an album and not even have to record one?
Yeah.
Like the unheard secret piggy recording sessions.
Have a lyric sheet and just be like,
we could just hold up. Okay, so
whoever sings the best.
I used to listen to a lot of black metal when I was
black
in high school,
metal.
And one of my favorite
isn't it called
reviews,
Negro metal.
One of my
African
favorite
American metal
reviews when I was. One of my favorite reviews that I ever read was on this Dark Throne album. Or was it Dark Throne? No, I'm pretty sure it was Dark Throne album. And they said, this album literally sounds like they recorded it in a wind tunnel while using a Fisher-Price mic tape recorder. So you can imagine what
that
would sound like.
Somewhere.
So, you got that? Thank you. So, that's what we should do. We can just, see, if you make it sound really shitty, then people are like, oh man, this demo's so awesome. It's super old.
The lo-fi explosion.
You gotta, man, can I borrow your take recorder so I can put this on a cassette? Because
yeah.
That's like hip now. Well, it's been hip for a while.
So that Dave guy wanted one of his bands to play.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I messaged, what I said to Amber, what she said done, yeah, I said, we'll get back to you. We have some bands in mind.
Okay,
so
on this thread.
I messaged Big Rick, because Rick's putting on the show in Victoria, and he was the one who kind of originally was like, well, Nanaimo, kind of. So I messaged Rick, and I said, do the Sweat Hogs want to play? And I said, we will split whatever is left after our guarantee with the bands that are playing. Does that sound fair?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we can split it. Like, I left that open. We can split it however we want. I just said we'd split it. I didn't say we'd.
So yeah, I'm totally into getting together next week. It'd be better here than me at mine.
Yeah.
We can play loud.
Yeah.
I mean, we can play quiet and loud.
Yeah, let's just plan on being here regular time.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah.
And I think we can get a lot done.
I don't listen to that stuff again anymore.
I mean, I've learned Bloody Machine.
Your guitar tracks along with it sounded great.
Not bad. Hey, I put it all the way on the left.
Did you get the other thing too? The funk song I sent you.
Do you know what? I forgot to listen to it.
You want these lyrics?
It's called Porno Pop Show.
Please. Okay, I forgot to listen to it, but I did get it.
I have a Craig. If your guys' bands
I plug it in and I plug it into my
recording
thing, and I just record.
Oh yeah,
it's really cool. It's a great way to learn it.
My buddy Cam plays in a band. They're supposed to be just finishing up some recording or something.
Dude, you should come over to my house. We can do some beautiful music together.
Beautiful music together. What I have to do is I play it through the shitty speakers on my laptop, and I play along acoustically.
Yeah.
Or else I can plug my laptop into our PA system and play through the amp loud, but the upstairs neighbors with their kids, there's time restrictions on that.
Dude, seriously.
Really, it's like a matter of just my fingers knowing where to go, but working out parts is something that you have to do together.
Wait, you know what, for sure, and you know what, I think we can do it, totally.
Yeah.
But you know what, I get frustrated trying to learn things in the rehearsal time, because a couple of reasons, our time is precious.